Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to Thursday. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We are into April, and I pray that you are going to see a season of increase and a season of growth, and pray that you're preparing your hearts to walk in the fullness of the awareness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection just doesn't give us something to celebrate once a year. The resurrection makes a difference for believers every single day of the year. So for Christians, every day is Christmas, every day is Easter, every day is Thanksgiving. Every day is a year of Jubilee because of all that Christ has done for us. And one of the things that I pass along from time to time is the Bible calls the events that the Jewish calendar called for on a yearly basis. It called them festivals. It called them celebrations. And I pray that you would realize that living the life of a believer is not something to dread. It is not something that is going to make your life miserable, but instead it's meant to cause us to celebrate the goodness of God, that he has turned us and transformed us from victims into victors, and that we are to celebrate Jesus. We're supposed to celebrate our life with him. So I pray that today is a day of celebration. One of the people that I like to talk about, it's Dennis and his team at Wyrick Air. They're based in Rockledge, Florida, 321-632-9538. For 50 years, Wyrick Air has been providing professional sales services and repairs for air conditioning. Yes, that time is coming quickly. Heating and electrical issues. So, you know, Florida, you can need to turn the heater on of a morning, then turn that off, open the windows, and a little bit later, you need the air conditioner. And no matter where you are in that spectrum, Wyrick Air can get you fixed up should you need them. They work in residential settings primarily, but do some light commercial work. They provide emergency service for their customers. They always strive to provide people with the best service possible at an affordable price. Their license numbers are RA00668-54 and EC13002439. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida, and he just doesn't preach the word. He lives the word. He lives the life of being a blessing. And if you need a air conditioner contractor that you can trust and will get you to the desired temperature for your house, you might want to consider them. 321-632-9538. So today we are going to return to 1 John chapter 3. We're talking about the Word of God wanting to teach us about abiding, about remaining. And when we started on this, I talked about a missionary, Hudson Taylor, who started off on his missions endeavors, and it did not go well. And then he took a second missions attempt at it and became one of the most impactful missionaries of his era. And the difference was that God taught him to abide. We live in such a fast-paced society. We have more conveniences now than man has ever had before. And the conveniences just keep on coming. There are software advancements. There are some things happening on the technological side with AI and things like that. And some of that stuff makes me keep a watchful eye on things, because I want to make sure that anything that's in my life is a blessing from God, that there is no sorrow added to it. There are certain things with technology I just don't trust. So, I hope that we realize that all of those conveniences are meant not to create in us an opportunity to stuff more distraction and things like that into our life, but instead, the way that it could be of most benefit to us is if we allowed all of those conveniences to empower us to abide in Christ to a greater degree than we've ever done before. So, let's go to 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 21. We're going to start our study in verse number 22, and we're going to go down to verse number 24. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. What we have in verse number 22 is a statement that many people quote a lot of times. It's a statement of fact. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. Jesus in the Beatitudes said, ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. And so... that's supposed to be our lifestyle. The asking is not meant to be a standalone action. It is supposed to be an action that leads to a result. The asking is to set us up for the receiving. And you will find statements like 1 John 3:22 in many places throughout the scripture. I had a person one time that asked me, I'm very frustrated because I'm asking and God's not giving, so therefore I'm not receiving. And I had to go on and talk to the person about context. You see, one of the reasons that I approach things the way that I do here on the Refresh Radio program is I just don't want to take a verse and rip it right out of the page and separate it from the context that it was placed there by God in. So if you're just quoting the promise, you've got to examine it and say, okay, let's look at the context. So I've got four things that I wrote down here about context. First of all, what is the contents or the context of the sentence? So we're not supposed to put a period where God puts a comma, and we're not supposed to put a comma where God puts a period. We need to look at the statement as a whole. And so on yesterday's program, I was reading the full verse of Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. It changes the context. If you're reading in Jeremiah chapter 29 and you really like verse number 11, you need to read the whole sentence. So if you just snatch a few words here or there, you can make the Word of God say whatever you want. So we need to understand the sentence. Well, the thing that I also do is I look for the immediate context. What does it say before the passage? What does it say after the passage? If you see the word therefore, you need to read before what you're focusing on to find out what that statement is there for. You need to look at it in the context of the fluidity of the letter. You also need to look at related passages. So our perspective can be very limited. We do not have unlimited perspective the way that God has. Like we've talked about here, God teaches us in layers. And so if you are looking at and whatever we ask, we receive from him, you can do a concordance search if you have internet. If, you know, I've still got the large concordances, I've got Bible programs that have concordances. I've got online resources, and you can see, hey, where are these other passages? If you've got a study Bible, it might tell you, hey, there's this same statement in this reference, and you can get a better understanding, a fuller understanding of what it means by accumulating all of those passages into a certain area. And then the last thing is, you need to understand how it fits with the entire Word of God. So here, everything is talking about abiding in him. If you look at the end of chapter 3, you would see that abiding in him is still very, very significant. And so when we are abiding in him and he is abiding in us, and we ask something from him, we know that we receive it from him. So there are times when my wife will ask me something, and I might be in a completely different area. God is never caught unawares and never caught by surprise, but I can be. And there will be times when she will ask me for something, and I will do it because I love her. We have grown very fond of one another over several decades. And so it is not an imposition. It's not something, well, let's evaluate this process and see, do I really want to do that or don't I? Now, there may be times when, again, I don't have the omnipotence of God. I don't have the ability to be in two places at the same time. I don't have to have the ability to be able to do all things simultaneously. There may be a time when I say, hey, I will take care of that right after I do this. But the asking is birthed out of relationship, and the answer is birthed out of relationship. I didn't have that written in my notes. That's really good. You might want to write that down. The asking is not birthed out of the need. It's birthed out of the relationship. And we're not going to throw a temper tantrum. We're not going to try and manipulate the situation. We're living in relationship and knowing that God wants to set us up to succeed in bringing glory and honor to his name. We're going to ask things because either A, we have need of them, or B, it is something that we need to glorify his name to the best of our ability. But the abiding is the foundation for the request and for the answer. And so if we look at the context, we see the the statement is impacted by the context of abiding, it is also impacted by the context of obedience, because we keep his commandments. So John Bevere writes in a book, I believe it's called The Awe of God, and he speaks in there about how he was preaching on the fear of God in this one particular environment, in this one conference, and it was a large church, and the pastor got up after he preached on the fear of God and said, look, we're not old covenant, we're new covenant, and you know, we don't live in the fear of God anymore, we live in relationship with the love of God. And John Bevere, he said, I was really questioning myself, and I thought, man, did I miss it? Did I mess up? And so he went back and he thoroughly studied the fear of God. And the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. It is foundational for our relationship with him. He's God, I'm not. He's right. You know, if there's a difference of opinion, he's the one that's right, not me. And so Jesus said that we don't live in fear of those who can harm the body. We live in a reverential awe, a fear of the one who could remove us from the presence of God for all of eternity. And so he went back and studied, and he found out that it wasn't his understanding of the principle that was taken out of context, but the pastor who was correcting him in a very public manner that was taking things out of context. So what we see here is that the context is out of an abiding relationship where we are walking in regard to the commandments of God. So there are people who think, well, commandments are all Old Testament. No, the Ten Commandments are still the Ten Commandments. The greatest commandment is still the greatest. The second greatest is still the greatest. And Jesus still has the authority to command us to do something at any given point in time. So my view of God is a very, very complex one. He's God, I'm not. He knows the beginning and the end, and I don't. He is the lover of my soul. He is the one who is preparing a place for me. He's the one that's done all of the heavy lifting, but he's also the one that gives me my assignments. He is the commander in chief. So my response to his commandment is not, well, let's talk about this. That seems rather harsh. The commandment of God always has purpose, and so I view him as my commander in chief. So his commandments are not burdensome. His commandments are for the blessings in someone's life, and it's for the advancement of the kingdom of God. So he gives a commandment, and I say, yes, sir. So you've heard me talk about when I was in business management that I would give my crew that was working the night shift, I would tell them what I needed them to accomplish besides selling shoes, what displays I needed done, what I needed clean. If there was anything that needed to be straightened up in the stock room, I'd tell them that. And someone said, you know that they don't do the things that you tell them to do, right? I said, of course I do. Because when I come in, I can tell whether or not they're done. I know what I told them, and I know whether or not they did them. I was sharing in a message a few weeks ago at church, and I made this statement. I said, I need to teach people this statement, thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord is the driving force in my choosing my location. It's in choosing where I live, when I live. And so several years ago, when we were contemplating selling our house and moving, and it was a very congested timeline because of a medical procedure that was coming up, and there was going to be a recuperative period after that. And I was mowing my lawn at that point in time, and I was praying, and I said, God, I need to hear from you. I need to know what is your commandment. I believe you choose the times and the places for us to live, and I need to know. And again, that considering that relocation wasn't about my house isn't good enough for me, but it was about whether or not we were going to be meeting someone else's need that they had in their life. Our current house would not have worked adequately for everything that needed to be done there. And so as I was mowing the lawn, God spoke to me about the difference between being stuck or being planted. And he said, if you feel stuck, you're going to feel frustrated. But if you recognize that I've planted you, then you will be fruitful. And so I walked into the house after I finished mowing the yard. I told my wife, I said, I just heard from God, and we're staying. And my wife really loves our house, but she was willing to part with that for, you know, whatever God had. So she was very happy about it. And I was like, it's what God said. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep his commandments. That's not the only context that we see here with the statement. It says that keeping his commandments is also coupled with doing those things that are pleasing in his sight. So there are, I've heard many sermons through the years about people who refuse to do God's will, people who embrace the perfect will of God, and people who live in the permissive will of God. And so you will hear statements like this, well, it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. That's a horrible way to live. That's a miserable way to live. That is a painful way to go through life. The best way to go through life is doing the things that please God, that are pleasing in his sight. So let me see if I can give you a picture to where it's not so much about our doing as it is about his seeing. So every once in a while, we get this video. We get a video from one of our kids, and it happens from all of our kids, but where the parent is sitting there as an observer as their child or children are doing something that is absolutely, what's the right word? I'm just going to use the biblical word, that it's so pleasing that they're setting it in, soaking up the moment of this perfect little expression of what God wants a life to be. And the great thing about it is the child doesn't even know that the parent is paying attention. They're not doing it for a reward. They are just doing it out of the innocence of their heart. And it brings such joy to the parent that they say, I want to get this on video. I want to share this moment of victory, because it is a moment. None of my children were perfect. I wasn't perfect. My wife's not parent. My parents weren't perfect. My grandchildren aren't perfect. Close, but not perfect. And so you share this moment where you are just experiencing the pure pleasure that comes from your, you know, in this case, their children living the life that they're supposed to live. And so at that point in time where they're doing what they're supposed to do and it's pleasing in the parent's sight, there's probably going to be a desire, hey, you know, Dad, Mom, could we do something here to make this person's life better? And I will tell you, at that point in time, when you're in that context, whatever they ask for, they're going to get. Hey, Mom, can we take baby brother or baby sister, can we take them out for ice cream? Can we take them outside to where they can enjoy the breeze? Okay, hey, Mom, can we do this? And whenever you're in that position, your heart is going to be so full, you're going to say, absolutely, we can do that. And so I pray that this week that we will not focus our attention. I asked, I prayed, I didn't get what I wanted, and this verse must not be true. Well, I tell you, if we shift our focus to obedience and pleasing God, I think we'll find a lot more answers coming from our prayers, and our prayers will not be just targeted to get a result, but they will instead be a conversation that is birthed out of an abiding relationship with Christ. You have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.